Where there's a will, there's a way. I know my heart is really hurting. That's why I'll try to get you back someday. Although just what I'll do is still uncertain. I know where there's a will, there's a way. I know where there's a will, there's a way. Though I'm still a little undecided on what I'm gonna do or gonna say. One thing sure, I won't give up my trying. I know where there's a will, there's a way. I know where there's a will, there's a way. It may not work, but I'm still gonna see if you belong where I think you should be. I guess you know I've really got to try, because for me it's either do or die. I say there's no one else and I'm not lying. When you thought there was, you made me pay. I'll think of something while my heart is crying. I know where there's a will, there's a way. Still gonna see if you belong where I think you should be. I guess you know I've really got to try, because for me it's either do or die. I say there's no one else and I'm not lying. When you thought there was, you made me pay. I'll think of something while my heart is crying. I know where there's a will, there's a way.
I'm so happy I got this record.
Jealous once again.
I don't think it's a very collectible record or a very rare one. It just never ever shows up. And looking for this forever.
Who it is, because yes. It's not normally you find good records by.
Even in Germany, the name of the artist. If there would be a box full of records, and no matter if you're in the US or even if you're in Germany, and you would go through boxes of records, you would have a bunch of country records. Some people with cowboy hats on standing in front of their truck, and it would say Dave Dudley. You would just immediately pass on, yes, yeah, some trucking record by Dave Dudley. Not that
records.
He was a bad artist, it's just really not my thing. He was a very successful trucking country artist in the 60s.
But that one's completely different for his style.
I think this is, I don't know, this 59 or 60. One of his definitely first records, or the first record, came out on NRC. That was indeed Dave Dudley. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Beautiful.
Where there's a will, there's a way. That's not the other Where There's a Will, There's a Way by, what's this $2,000 classic by, forgot the name. That's not it. That is just one beautiful record. I'm mighty happy that this, after many, many years, finally showed up. It wasn't even expensive. It's great.
Yeah, that was surprising. Like, oh, man.
Yes. So the story goes together. Where there's a will, there's a way. If I want this record, I get this record.
There you go.
I love the guitar. I wish somebody knew who's playing guitar in this. I really love the guitar in this. It's great.
If you know, let us know.
Yes.
You can write us. There's always... you can put comments or write us an email.
Nobody does that anymore.
Gallygashog.de. Cut for commercial.
We don't have... It's good we don't have that commercial type of radio voice, which I don't like at all. Hello, yeah. And you can save up to 20%
tonight.
On...
morning DJs. Roll about in
terrible. Well, I recently, you know, whatever, playing Mixcloud something. There was all those DJs and all those record collectors. All fantastic. And every once in a while, we discover a show and it... It doesn't matter really what they play, but as soon as they open their mouth and they have this those commercial kind of radio voice, it's like, I just can't listen. Let's turn it off. But we can listen to this next record, which is great.
Yes, we can, because I'm going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, and I realize, I've been, you know, I'm not sure if this is a good excuse or not, but
what?
I've been reading artist names wrongly sometimes or mispronouncing because
I don't think this ever happened.
I just got glasses for the first time, reading glasses.
It's funny, you can now pretend you always had glasses because, you know, in radio we don't, people don't see.
Vaughn Simmons, mm-hmm. Untrue Love.
No, that's the wrong side. Skaba.
Is it? Oh, no. Yes,
Skaba.
Yes,
you should put, the thing is, Skaba is telling about her new glasses, about how she can see things all of a sudden.
I know, it's wrong. Sorry.
But she didn't put the glasses on until she started talking about it.
Yes.
That is really silly.
I even read Untrue Love and I'm like, wait a minute, that's
that
wrong.
That is not right.
Well, I was thinking Untrue Love, I was thinking, you know, February 14th.
It is,
so
again.
It's perfect for that, but anyway, it's the wrong side.
We did this last year. I think we failed badly. We played some kind of a Valentine's Day show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Valentine's Day. And I think we introduced the last show just like this. We played miserable, everybody suffering kind of records. We suffer enough.
Yeah, and it's also, it's, you know, Black History Month, so I'm going to have a few dedicated to that. But yes, this is, yeah, there's really no theme. I just have a few that I like to play.
We just play the usual records.
But anyway, this is Vaughn Simmons. What am I going to do?
You're going to play this record. wait.
You told me I was going to play the record. Now you told me to wait.
Wait.
Mensch, don't touch me.
What am I going to do? this is on the Logan label. And I couldn't really figure out what's the deal with this Logan label, because we see quite a few records on there. I think we have like five.
Quite a few, yeah.
And that's from Madison, Tennessee. And I'm not sure how can I say this without offending anyone. The Logan label doesn't seem to be like a company that is actively looking for talents, if that doesn't sound too bad. I think that was more like a budget recording service where some country boys would walk in. I got a song, can I record it? Yeah, sure, record it, we press it on a record. And most of that stuff isn't really good. But this one certainly is. And I think there's nothing to know about the artist or anything. At least I couldn't find anything out. But
no. It has a stamp that says free. I wish it was free, but it's free for you guys right now to listen to.
Yes, exactly. So
let's play it.
There you go.
You say you don't love me, you say you don't care. You say there's a door, so get out of here. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with you? You act like you hate me, but baby, I know it's not true. You fuss and holler, you hit me on the head. Then you cry and say you wish I was dead. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with you? You act like you hate me, but baby, I know it's not true. You say my head's so hard, it's just like wood. Baby, what can I do to make you act like you should? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with you? You act like you hate me, but baby, I know it's not true. When I'm around, you yell and shout. When I'm not, you grieve and pout. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with you? You act like you hate me, but baby, I know it's not true. Someday you'll wake up and find you was wrong. But baby, I'll already be long gone. But what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with you? You act like you hate me, but baby, I know it's not true.
Well, I used to think of loving from a storybook. I used to laugh at all my buddies on the hook. I smile at them and say, I'll never come a day when any chick would ever get me sugar. Then, baby,
you moved in on the scene and changed everything.
You touched my lips and my heart did flip.
You touched my hand and made me feel just like a grown-up man. I said I'd never fall for any girl at all, but I must be a slipper because I'm flipping over you. Oh, and there's nothing I can do. Must be a slipping cause I'm flipping. Well, I must be a falling, loves a calling. Well, I said I'd never fall for any girl at all, but I must be slipping because I'm flipping over you. Whoa, oh, oh, and there's nothing I can do. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Well, I must be a slipping cause I'm flipping. Well, I must be a falling, love's a calling. Well, I said I'd never fall for any girl at all, but I must be a slipping because I'm flipping over you. Oh, and there's nothing I can do. Oh.
Yeah, when I opened the show with an C45, I thought. What?
Play the second one.
I thought I'd pick out another one. The difference between the Dave Dudley NRC and this one here is the other one I've been looking for years. And this one I never heard until a few days ago when I found it in the shop. Have never heard this. It's a guy named Sweetie Jones. Sweet. I must be slipping. And when I heard this, I was completely... It was stuck in my head all the time. I really loved the rhythm of the singing and the atmosphere and everything. I just really fell in love with it. But my theory is, the more I hear it, the more I think this is a voiceover recording, because everything's perfect about this record, but the stops are not. Like, when it stops and I must be slipping, he doesn't quite match the band, so he's kind of off rhythm in that part every time. And also the sound sounds like there was a band recording the song and a week later a guy singing over it. But I really like
this.
Was
it normal for back then? Wasn't usually not at all. Just studio.
They did this occasionally, but here I kind of see this being somewhat obvious. A song written by Jerry Reed. I wonder if there is a Jerry Reed recording of that.
Wasn't the other side also really good? Wasn't it a double sider?
I think the other side was kind of a Tina, Cheryl Ann. Well, let's find out. Written by Ray Stevens.
That's what I was saying. I wish it was Cheryl Sue, because my mom is Cheryl Sue.
Let's see what that is. Okay. Kind of a poppy Tina.
Cheryl Ann, won't you come back home?
I'll play that someday on a...
I like his voice.
Yeah, voice is good. Sweetie Jones, who is this? I mean, yeah, it's great. That's written by Ray Stevens.
Excellent.
Awesome. What's happening?
What's happening? I'm going to play another record. That's what's happening. That's what usually happens after.
So far, atmosphere-wise, we only played feel-good records. Well, are you going to drop the mood and destroy it all?
That's not a golly gosh OG show when it's all feel-good.
True. You're right.
Well, this one, I think it's still, the lyrics aren't very feel good, but I think the beat is good.
8 years in Atlanta.
My record to announce, hello.
Because I have.
You have better eyes than me.
Why do you not wear your glasses right now? I don't understand.
Obviously, it doesn't matter because I just run my own glasses with my problem, but obviously not. 8 years in Atlanta by Luke Gordon on the Blue Ridge Records.
I'm kind of thinking that. When he's referring to Atlanta, is he just a visitor in the town or is he in prison?
He's in prison. Of course he is. Of course.
Here you go.
When you love somebody, you're careless with your life. Nothing seems to matter except to love them right. Except to love them right. But I caught my sweetheart cheating and I cut her with my knife. They took me to the courtroom and made me pay the price. And made me pay the price. 8 years in Atlanta could have gave me life. Could have gave me life. 8 years in Atlanta seems a long, long time. With bars on every window and worries on my mind. Where is on the mind? I
long, long time, with bars on every window, and where is on the mind, where is on the mind. I'm counting every hour, I'm counting every day, 8 years in Atlanta, and then I'll walk away, then I'll walk away. He'd better still be faithful when I've done my time, or else I'll be right back here with where is on my mind, where is on my mind. Oh, listen, all you lovers, don't let love bring you pain. You might be on this rock pile with the ball and chain, with the ball and chain. You may swing this hammer until the day you die, until the day you die. 8 years in Atlanta seems a long, long time, with bars on every window, and where is on the mind, where is on the mind.
Gives her heart, she goes all the way, and the love that's in that heart is in there to stay, and that's the truth.
Pretty good rockabilly record for mid-late 60s. I think that's 66 or something. A pretty good sound.
I was dancing all over the place.
That is Melvin Nash. True Love and Woman. Only funny looking label named Shorebird. And there's
an
ugly
one on Shorebird too.
Do
that's
we?
An ugly bird. But
that's
yeah,
a truly ugly bird.
Yeah.
Where is that? Produced by Bobby Vaughn in Norman, Oklahoma. Okay. And they have ugly birds in Norman, Oklahoma. Good.
They have lots of ugly things in Norman, Oklahoma.
Do they? I don't know. Have you been there?
Yes, too often.
Oh, no.
It's not far from Dallas.
Okay, so you listeners, please don't be offended. Anyway, there's a good record come out of that house, and that's, this one.
That's good. Nice. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. I thought these two go together kind of
yeah,
nicely,
really
sound-wise.
Well, one's about a mean woman. Yours is about a nice woman. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's anyway. I'm kind of positive today.
I'm the negative one, as usual.
No.
And yeah, I figured I'd go with the theme of Valentine's. I had to play this one, Dr. Heartache.
Yeah.
By Tommy Sands. It's a silly one, but I like it. And
Tommy Sands, I'm always quite critical to Tommy Sands because I always thought of him as kind of a teenage idol, but he had those big orchestral productions, and this is pretty popcorn as far as I remember.
Yeah, it's also orchestral.
Orchestra
conducted.
Jimmy
Haskell.
Yeah. He was a big band leader.
Yeah, so. This is on the Capitol label, so mm-hmm. Major label. So far, we've been doing.
What was the one
labels.
You played on before?
Yeah. Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge.
I announced it, but yeah.
Oh, did you? I forgot. Yeah. Doesn't matter much. All right, here we go. Tony Sands.
I didn't feel the arrow. I didn't even see the bow. But I know darn well that I've been hit. And there's only one place to go to Dr. Heartache. It's surgery, removing one of Cupid's darts. Yeah, Dr. Heartache, he's a specialist in broken hearts. He's out on the end of lonely street, second floor Heartbreak Hotel. You can try everybody in Lonesome Town, but the only man to make you well is Dr. Heartache. It's surgery, removing one of Cupid's darts. Yeah, Dr. Heartache, the specialist in broken hearts. Bobby and his name was Candy, and she was the sweetest chick. But I found out just a little too late, too much of candy make you sick and Dr. Heartache. It's surgery, removing one of Cupid's darts. Dr. Heartache at your service, he's a specialist in broken hearts. You can't cry no more. You better get on down to the end of the town. You find a center hanging up on the door, say, Dr. Heartache. It's surgery, removing one of Cupid's darts.
Honestly, I didn't think that in the end there would be one of those guys.
You would go for
it. Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, they all sound really horrible. It sounds kind of rapey, stalkery.
They're all weirdos. And also she had a disadvantage because that's apparently an answer song to 13 women. But she only had 5 guys to choose from. I mean, what a bad choice. At least the last guy.
At least the last one seemed to be.
All right. Woo-hoo. Forgot his name.
I got so excited.
That was Bernadine and not Bernadine. It's written together. Bernadine. 1 gal in town, 5 men hanging around on Imperial. Written by Dave Bartholomew. Certainly also produced by him. Interesting. Maybe not the greatest killer version ever, but kind of like it.
What's her name again?
Bernadine.
Bernadine. And I'm going to play Forest Green.
Wow.
On the King label.
It's unbelievable how you can impress me.
So sad. Yeah, this one is one I found on my journeys, and it's really good. It's one of those oddball kind of songs.
I have no idea what it's
the
like.
Shell.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's find out together.
Okay.
I have no heart. You took that. My reason for living. You took that. I'm a shell, just a shell, an empty old shell. Anybody can move in the shell. It just beats. It pumps blood through my veins when I weep. It's a shell, just a shell, an empty old shell. Anybody can move in the shell. Don't give love, heart and soul, to someone that will leave you empty and cold. It leaves a shell of loneliness, a shell of emptiness. Take this warning, don't move in the shell. I would end it all, but that's a sin. Take this warning, don't move in to this torment. It's a shell of loneliness, a shell of emptiness. Take this warning, don't move in the shell. Take this warning, don't move in the shell. Take this warning, don't move in the shell.
Such a warm love, now it's so easy
going on over
here. Well, no, well, that is just another one of those very unusual sounding somethings. Is that a garage record, an R&B record? This is just unusual, especially the ending. This is, it says, Sharon - Uncle Ben and the Wild Rice. Holden Blues on Play Me Records. I think that is a California record. It's just something that is hard to describe and pretty interesting. So, nothing about the band and who those people are, but yeah.
Interesting.
I thought that's a nice follow-up to your psych folk thing, which was pretty good.
Psych country. Country psych, whatever.
It's pretty good. I think we talked about this before, this genre of psych folk country, late 60s, weird stuff. But highly produced. There's a lot of stuff to discover, which we have no idea about. That was certainly one of them.
Yes, that's one of them.
Very good.
This is a new one I discovered as well when I was in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Captured. This is on Edney label. Joan Joyce Trio.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful.
Yep.
I like it a lot.
Isn't there another version of Captured that's not nearly half as good?
Yeah, I have that also, but it's a... I don't know if it's the same song, though. That's what I was trying to figure out. I couldn't find it.
Anyway, just dig that out and find out. Yeah. But yeah, here's Captured.
Joan Joyce Trio.
Mm-hmm.
Captured by you, captured in a moonlight that blinds me, and a magic that binds me in a world set apart, captured by the tropical splendor.
Records from across the sea. I ordered record player, learned a sound beat the whole drive. rock and roll music like me. They were booing, willow, 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 willow.
Now, Edie.
Willow, 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 willow.
Now, Edie.
On his knee. Still another was a beating on a full set of bongo guitar from the log of a tree. Well, they heard what I was saying, but they only stopped playing long enough to draw a map of the land. And the last thing I heard is I went on my way with Tahiti and a rock and roll band. There go it, willow.
Me primitive from jungle.
Yeah, probably a silly record, probably not completely correct, but I just kind of like it. That is also one that doesn't show up anytime. Jack Rogers, Tahini, and even it has the when you have a wave over the N in Spanish,
tilde
or something. Anyway, that's called Tahini, and I thought Tahini is a sesame paste. So where does that go together?
Spelled differently, though.
It is. That is on the Stuff label, that is the house that brought us Flipsville by Stormy Gale. And I think the label only made 3 records or something. There's been a discussion where this is actually from. Somebody suggested that it's a Mississippi record, but it's been confirmed that somewhere in Washington, D.C. area where this comes from. I have no idea who that is, but kind of like it. So Jack Rogers, Tahini.
Really. Yeah, the one I played before, Captured, I forgot how it gets really...
It gets poppy at some point, but still is a nice theme, yeah. And it's a nice atmosphere, but yeah, that's what they did.
Well, you're good. Being politically incorrect. I'm going to be PC now.
No, well, no. I don't think, those jungle records, from nowadays point of view, you would think like, oh, he's singing about the jungle and there's I'm playing in a rock and roll band. There were thousands of records with that subject. Any jungle record is always about somebody in the jungle is suddenly starting to dance and everything's rock and roll. But I do not think that this was in any form to be seen as a racist kind of thing. So,
well, now I'm going to play a couple of records.
A couple of records?
Yeah, a couple dedicated to Black History Month.
Do you?
And this one's kind of interesting because we also played Emmett Till a while back. I think it may even been last February, I'm not sure. And we just watched the movie about Emmett Till. And this one kind of goes not really the same direction, but he was also young and was accused of rape, and the guy who does this record.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to prison for many rapes, actually, which were all falsely accused.
6
and,
or something. You may even guess who I'm talking about or who she's talking about.
And this is Johnny Bragg from the Prison Nairs. And they tell the whole story on this record, but it's just interesting. And it's kind of like, especially back then, to be able to, he was set free and finally was, whatever this word is, like when they...
What's the word for it? When some governor says, okay, man, you go free.
But he was falsely accused, so then he was let free.
And he made this record.
Didn't you even say that there was something with Elvis wanted to help him try to get out or
something? Oh, yeah. Yes, I was on this, on the internet. Somebody posted a comment somewhere about, I have no idea if that's true, but that when Johnny Bragg was in prison, Elvis came by visiting him and saying, hey man, you need any assistance, like a lawyer or financial support or anything? And this, no, Johnny Bragg too proud saying, I don't need any help, I'm gonna stay where I am, whatever. So that's a story. I have no idea if this can be proven or disproven, but it's interesting because pretty much this made him a legend in the end. I think He made he was a singer of the Prisoners, one of the Prisoners. Then he made three other records in the mid 50s, and then pretty much he spent how many years in prison? I don't know. Anyway, he came out, and this record is from 67 or something like that. 68 or
I think so. 67, and, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. And like also the Emmett Till story, what I was talking about before, I wanted to mention, we watched the movie, which is interesting because they also just let out, Joe Biden just made the law, anti-lynching law.
Anti-lynching mob, anti-lynching act. Yeah, well, this is kind of weird to say, okay, by the way, it's 2023 and so we have to declare, oh, by the way, lynching is not really a good thing, you know?
It still does happen. I know this. It's horrible, but it's just weird that that's...
I don't know what the... I wonder what the act actually is and what it legally means. I mean, whatever, hang somebody on a tree, I'm pretty sure that's been illegal for many, many decades and centuries. So I'm not quite sure what this act now has any... what impact this has on future lynchings. So I don't know.
It might just be like just put it in people's faces. I don't know.
It might be a symbolic thing to
whatever. Also, Emmett Till's mom, you see in the movie how much of an activist she became out of this horrible situation. She's changed a lot in the civil rights movements and stuff. So it's
transformation of society always starts with a first person to do something with, who is, you know, mostly doesn't end very good for that first person in that case.
When you look back at where how things were, it has gotten better, but only in, you know, a really small degree. It can, I mean, there's going backwards and
I'm not quite sure. I wouldn't be that negative. I don't think the world goes backwards,
but it still exists. And
yes, it probably always will. But I think we should sometimes appreciate the positive developments that there are, even though they were always being thrown back at a certain extent. But anyway,
this record is really nice. It's a good story. And it's on the LBJ label, E-L-B-E-J-A-Y. It's spelled out.
All right.
Johnny Bragg, I'm Free. And this is a really crappy quality record, but I had to have it. I just couldn't pass it up.
I think it gets better towards the end.
I like the, it's like G-, I think. And it actually is perfect for this kind of story.
I think towards the end it sounds pretty good, actually.
All right, let's do it.
I'm free, I'm free. I'm free at last.
This song is a priceless relic from the past. It tells the story of Johnny Bragg, who as a boy of 16 was sentenced to serve 6 99-year terms behind the cold gray walls of the state penitentiary at Nashville, Tennessee. Now, at last, he is a free man because Tennessee's governor had rewarded him for using his talent to encourage other inmates and for writing the greatest hit of its day, Just Walking in the Rain, while still in prison. With nothing more than a guitar for background and a home recorder, Johnny's first outside effort was to give expression to his feelings in a free world, which he had almost forgotten. Here it is, just as Johnny did it then.
I'm free, I'm free at last. I feel good because I'm breathing free air. I was serving 99 in the penitentiary, but the governor came along and he set me free. I'm free, I'm free. Feel so good because I'm free at last. Sometimes I can't help singing the blues, thinking about the time when I was behind bars. I used to walk the floor at the penitentiary, but the governor heard me sing and he set me free, because he know I was holding to mercy's unchanging hand. Since I've been free, I've met some new friends, and my old friends are happy too. I would like to travel all over the world and tell what faith can do. Hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free, free at last. Feel so good because
some breathing free air. I was serving 99 in the penitentiary, but the governor came along and he set me free. Do you want to be free? Everybody want to be free. Even the birds in the sky, they want to be free. Want to be free. Want to be free. Want to be free. Do you want to be free? I want to be free.
And night show their light. Green grass grows in Overton, and he'll be hung for what he's done. They'll take him to the square that day, and for his sins he will pay. Justice will reign in Overton, and he'll be hung for what he's done. Folks will come from miles around. Some will sing and play in town. Green leaves grow in Overton, and he'll be hung for what he's done. Some will say this shouldn't be. Take another look at 83. Green grass grows in Overton, and he was hung for what he'd done.
Yeah, somebody was not free at last. I had this record, I can't describe it. It had some sincere sadness to it, kind of an obscure thing. That is, I don't even know who that is. What
Overton
does it say?
Hanging.
Overton Hanging by, I mean, I guess, it just names all the musicians. Lonnie Holt, vocal and lead guitar, LG Puckett, Johnny Webb. So this is some weird thing recorded for the Upper Cumberland Folk Festival on June 23rd, 1969. So, yeah, interesting record and... yeah, somebody was hung on the Re-Echo label out of Livingston, Tennessee. There you go.
That was a little sad.
That was it. Well, one at least had a good outcome. This one apparently didn't. But yeah, I thought for some reason these records go together.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It was good. This one, I don't know about the ending. I'm not sure if it ends up being good or not.
Which one? The record here?
Yeah. It's A Slave from Georgia, Dana Eyre, by Debbie O'Brien. Dana Eyre is the label. It's actually a later, 1975. So it's out of the realm of, you know, 50s and 60s.
I remember.
Again.
I think it sounds really, it
but
doesn't have the
sound. It's a beautiful message. And
good song.
I think it's also a good song. I mean, it's a little, it's not as, you know,
that
old.
Was,
like,
that was maximum primitive.
As primitive as this one, of course.
They have the biggest difference now between these two records production-wise.
That's true. It goes from the really extreme, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe that's kind of interesting, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nice. Anyway, this is what I have to play.
What's her name again?
Debbie O'Brien.
All right. Okay. Let's see.
Slave I'm a slave in Georgia. Cotton fields became his home. His mother mixed with white emotion. His father shot when he tried to roam. Sun's getting hotter, days getting longer. Oh my God, why was he born? News was spreading that this slave from Georgia escaped that night to the Dixon line. Men and dogs began the searching. He'd be found to stretch a line. He fell asleep, that slave from Georgia, cold and damp on the ground. He opened his eyes after an hour. He looked up and knew he was found. Sun's getting hotter, days getting longer. Oh my God, why was he born? They tied a rope around that slave from Georgia. They dragged him to a tall oak tree. They hung him high, that slave from Georgia. They hung him dead for all to see. Years have passed since he died in Georgia. Cotton fields no longer there. If you listen so mad in Georgia, hear his running in the air. Sun's getting hotter, days getting longer. Oh my God, why was he born?
Hurry down. Hurry down, son. Hurry down. I said, son, won't you hurry up? Taking my heart has been aching so. Yes, it has. Oh, don't mind struggling, don't mind giving on a loose. If someday my kids are laughing together, having things that I never owned. Hey, feel the change of coming. Freedom drops in the distance, Lord, I'm drumming. Yes, telling the world of a brand new future that has begun. Yeah.
grandson.
Yeah, I felt like answering to this with a big.
Ending to that
doesn't get more soul than this. And to me, this sounds like a $1,000 soul record. I paid about $3 for that hit record. I'm not sure how successful it was, but it's a very common thing. Mike Santor, Harry Sundown on Capitol, absolutely fantastic. And I mean,
that was good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very nice ending for the session of Black History Month. Now we're going to change the tone a bit.
Do we?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit, but dilly do.
That's my favorite little that sounds country.
And try to get back on the little happy note there of, yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's
up,
raise
roller coaster
the mood
today.
Yeah,
all right, all right. So this is Somebody's Been Beating My Time by Bob Sandy. And the International Cowboys.
International Cowboys. I mean, wow. I
on
remember
Tops label.
The Tops was kind of a budget label, like the Logan probably. And the thing is, I remember I was scratching my head, who do I know this from? And I believe that Sleepy LaBeef did a version of this. Never came out, but that's how I knew the song and the lyrics, but I just never heard that version, which came out. So. I'm not sure, maybe Lion, maybe Somebody's Beat My Time was a hit. At first I was thinking of Merle Travis for some reason, which was completely wrong. But maybe this is the actual hit version. I have no idea, but it's good.
It's good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Let's play it.
What's the name again? Bob Sandy.
Bob Sandy.
The International Cowboys. Okay.
Somebody's been beat my time, getting all those hugs and kisses that I used to get from you. Somebody's been beat my time. Tell me how he's going to feel when he finds your love ain't really true. Is your love just like a light that you turned off and on? If it is, I'll have to stay here in the dark alone. Somebody's been beating my time, getting all those hugs and kisses that I used to get from you. Somebody's been beat my time, getting all those hugs and kisses that I used to get from you. Somebody's been beat my time. Tell me how he's going to feel when they find your love ain't really true. Is your love just like a light that you turn off and on? If it is, I'll have to stay here in the dark alone. Somebody's been beating my time, getting all those hugs and kisses that I used to get from you.
But now I look and you know what I see. I see the girl that was meant for me. And
that's why
you're gonna be mine, girl. You're gonna be mine. And
that's why
you're gonna be mine, girl. You're gonna be mine. I have loved many a girl, this I know is true. But now I'm
What a perfect garage record. The only thing I don't like about it is that it's so short. This is a killer double sider, actually.
There's a lot of dead wax there.
Half of the record is dead wax. This record is as garage as can be. Also the label that's on Hideout Records from Detroit. The font and everything, it looks just like that was a prototype of everything garage. And that was The Four of Us. You're Gonna Be Mine, and the other side is Batman, and that's just a killer surf instrumental. So yeah, perfect record, and sounds much better than it looks. I really enjoy that. I could play Batman too. I mean, I haven't played any surf today. I might just turn over this record around.
What in the
Should
town?
I? Or is that crazy?
I thought you were going to turn over the other one that was a double sider with was it Tahini? Also had a good side.
Yeah, it was okay. But yeah. This is a killer.
Okay, well,
I just do that. I can do it. Why
right now,
I do it?
Or should I play mine? Then you play yours. So you want to do a double hitter?
You know what?
My turn?
Yes, I'm gonna steal your turn. I don't know. I haven't done that. Have I ever played two sides of the record at once? I don't remember, but yeah, this is The Four of Us. Don't know much about the band.
And it's DJing right now, I guess.
Yes, it's true. So yeah, that was You're Gonna Be Mine. This is Batman Killer.
Across the sea. think I never knew how much I care for the girl with the flaxen hair. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I never went back, I couldn't return to claim a love so fair. And all of my life I'm a gonna yearn for the girl with the flaxen hair. How much I care for the girl with the flaxen hair. Oh, oh, flaxen hair. Oh, yes, she had that flaxen hair. Oh, yes, she had that flaxen hair. Yes, she did, she did, she had.
We're having technical difficulties as usual.
Well, you know
show,
that.
But since he decided to DJ by himself and leave me out, skip my
oh,
my turn.
Oh, come on, come on.
Now we're all confused.
Was it my turn? Doesn't even matter.
So, yeah, that was my record, Jimmy Sloan, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, on the Townhouse Records label. Mm-hmm.
Looks like kind of a, looks almost private.
It looks brand new. Yeah. Looks like it's never been played ever. Mm,
from Houston. All right.
I like it.
It's good, yeah.
And you said you found something.
I found something I wanted to. I thought, oh, what can I play after that? And I thought I remember this next record Dallas has kind of a similar Houston. Oh no, it says Houston on the left and Dallas on the right.
It has three different. Has Sulphur Springs, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and Houston, Texas.
This is just so many addresses. This year is Billy Brown and it's called Next, and it has kind of a similar feeling to the song itself. I forgot if it's I don't think it's a killer, but kind of reminded me of what you played. So Next is Billy Brown with Next on Capitol.
Next. Well, I had a little fling with a gal named Kitty. Well, a kitty, I swear, was a pretty little pretty. Well, she had no eyes for a flam flam fling. She only had eyes for a wedding ring. So I said, next? Well, who's next? Next in line. Who wants to be my one day wonder? Who wants to feel my kiss like thunder? Next, who's next in line?
Next.
Well, I met a little miss by the name of Judy. Well, the Judy was a miss who was much too moody. She only would smile at the sight of my cash. So I took off on the 60-yard dash and I said, next. Well, who's next? Who wants to be my one-day wonder? Who wants to feel my kiss like thunder? Next, who's next in line? Well, the pretty little doll answers to the name of Dolly. A happy kind of place that sends a man off his truck. Well, we loved it up good, but I had the LCs. She told me father was a justice of the peace. I said, who's next? Yeah, who's next? Who wants to be my one-day wonder? Who wants to feel my kiss like thunder? Next, who's next in line?
It was mighty cold in a broken-down barn, and the devil was shaking as he spun his yarn. Oh, Dan, you heard the fire and the brimstone man talk about accommodations with the Steve F. Flam. But poor Daniel shook like a devil, and he blinked his eyes at the devil, and he tried to hide from the devil, 'cause he knew that Satan wanted his soul. Gonna own your soul, gonna take you with me to
the fiery hole. And when those flames is licking round your anatomy, hey, you'll be oh so sorry what you're saying to me. But old Daniel shook like the devil, and he blinked his eyes at the devil, and he tried to hide from the devil, 'cause he knew that Satan wanted his soul. He said, devil boy, I got some words to say. When you came up from the turkey's bath, you didn't figure on crossing the good Lord's path. But old Daniel shook like the devil, and he blinked his eyes at the devil, and he tried to hide from the devil, 'cause he knew that Satan wanted his soul. The Lord, no sooner had he winked than the thunder roared. The lightning flashed and knocked a hole in the ground, and the devil fell in and went down, down, down. But old Daniel laughed at the devil, and he rolled his eyes at the devil, and he danced around about the devil, singing hallelujah, Daniel is free. Glory, hallelujah, Daniel is free.
That was my last record to play on this show tonight, and I'm very excited about this record. I've been wanting this one for quite a while, and I found it in pretty crappy condition.
Sounds awesome.
That's what it was sold as, crappy condition. I was like, you know what, I'll just take it because I've never seen one for sale before, and I want it. And actually, it plays like a,
perfect.
Dream. It looks horrible. But yeah, Nutty Flutes and Devils. How can you not go wrong? Flutes can get crazy, actually.
This is probably the one record that I think is fantastic that has a flute. I mean, flutes usually, a flute can destroy everything. But this one, I don't know why, but it goes together perfect. The voice, I love the voice. And even the flute can't do anything about it, so it's pretty great.
The title is Daniel Webster and the Devil by Big Daddy.
Who is Big Daddy? He doesn't even sound like a Winnie.
Great. That's one of my prize finds.
That's
sure.
A classic. That is a really classic.
Yay! And I guess you're going to do the ender.
Yes.
Usually I get to do the silly enders. But
I decided, since I don't buy silly records, usually, I mean, not that silly, I'm just going to end the show. I don't know what time it is. I didn't look at the clock. But this is a flip side of a record that I bought it for. That's Leonard Johnson on RV. The side I wanted it for is The Bug, another absolute fantastic classic. And I thought, since it is Valentine's Day, the flip side is kind of a nice bluesy R&B type of thing. You can't run away from love. And Isn't that the perfect thing to end the show with?
I'm out of here. I'm running away from it.
Okay, it's time for our usual post-radio show pizza date. And there you go. That was Galiga Show G, volume 47, I guess.
Yeah, it's 47. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay.
So thanks for tuning in. And
yes, we didn't talk too much crap today. We could tell you all kinds of stories about things happening in the world, but you know them
yeah,
already.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
It's terrible right now.
Yeah,
so.
The news is just overwhelming with horrible stuff. Yeah. So, this is...
But you got us. I mean, no matter what happens to you in life, you can still refer to us as making your life a little bit happier.
Really? You think so?
I do think not so. Okay. But all you need to know is you can't run away from love. We're out of here.
Highfalutin Mama.
And Mighty Mishka.
Ciao.
Goodbye.
You can't run away from love, no matter how hard you try. You can't run away from love,
can't run away from love by just saying goodbye. Well, I tried it once, but baby, I know it didn't work. Yes, I tried it once, but baby, I know it didn't work. I was unhappy for 2 weeks. Oh, gee, how it hurt. Until the day you die.